Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, it's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Femi Okay. The Masters Tournament in Augusta, Georgia came to an extraordinary close yesterday with a sudden-death victory by Ángel Cabrera. He's the first Argentine in history to win the tournament. Joining me now to take a look at the dramatic finish is the sports blogger Ibrahim Abdelmartin. Ibrahim, good morning. Let us just recap your prediction for the Masters in Augusta on Friday. Now, you had an old guy winning it, but not the old guy who gave it a great shot.
Greg Norman is the fan favorite, so we're looking to see if Greg Norman, the old guy, can make some history and make some drama out of it.
Oh, dear. Whoops.
He didn't want to make a prediction. You made him, as I
did. I made him. It was. I actually turned on the television just as that, as an Ángel actually won. It was perfect timing for me. Take us through the exciting end of the tournament.
Well, even if you don't like golf, even if you didn't understand golf, yesterday was definitely a day to really get involved in it. It was competition all the way through. The very, very end, you had a three-way tie. You had Perry, Campbell, who had been the leader most of the time, and you had Cabrera. People weren't even paying attention to them. But I think, honestly, Cabrera's shot where he hit it into the woods and then he shot it out of the woods and bounced off a tree and then back onto the fairway, that was the shot that won the tournament.
But Perry was almost convinced that he could do it. Have a listen to this.
I've got something that I can achieve that will, you know, it'll move me up another notch on the totem pole and on the PGA Tour. I mean, I go from just a good player to maybe people start thinking I'm a better player than just a good player.
So a lot of guys thought they had a shot at the win. When did the field start to really thin out?
I think Saturday is usually the day when the field changes and shifts. People get cut a lot. Perry is interesting about him. He had a two-stroke lead with two bogeys going into the 17th and 18th. Some say he lost it for himself, and he would say the same thing.
And we were talking about Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson on Friday, but they finished way back, 8th and 9th. What happened to them?
Well, they made it exciting. I think everyone has been waiting for years to get Tiger and Phil on a Sunday at the Masters in a one-on-one. Sadly, this one-on-one wasn't for the championship. It was just for the excitement.
Yeah, I turned it on, and there was no Tiger Woods on the leaderboard. I kind of went, flick. Sorry.
I stayed with it till the end. We're not hearing much from Ángel Cabrera because he actually speaks Spanish rather than English, but he does have an interpreter, and his interpreter summed up how he was feeling yesterday.
He says he got goosebumps. He was shaking. He can't even explain what was going through his body.
I'm getting goosebumps just listening to the goosebumps.
I think it's hilarious that they said he was shaky and scared because he was ice cold. He made that. He made those shots, and he was stoic. He runs up to the putt. He just shoots. A lot of guys sit and take their time. They study it. They study the wind.
Read the green.
Exactly. They read the green. He just went up and made it happen. So I don't know. He looked like he was ice cold.
And what was really interesting about Ángel was that he was actually ranked really quite low. Mm-hmm. What is he, 69 in the world?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the beauty of the Masters. That's the beauty of Augusta, that at any given moment, any given point, somebody can come from behind, somebody can come and have a beautiful day and make it happen.
I'm going to leave the last word with Ángel's interpreter just explaining how happy he is that he got that win. Ibrahim Abdelmartin, sports blogger for us here at The Takeaway. Thank you for eating humble pie.
Bueno, la verdad que mi vida va a ser.
Yes, I think I had won a major before, and it was something when I won the U.S. Open. I wasn't ready for a lot of things. I wasn't playing well, but now I was comfortable and I was happy that I got this win.